I started to look at enough and I see the first big sugya there is in Kalka B'chabur B'Avara, which we spent a lot of time in last year. So I know that's a problem a little bit, you know, Kasha Tikkun Echadato. I have to figure out how to do that. I think we'll try to strike a balance, you know. Well, whatever. Not everybody's here last year, of course. But that's good for the problem. If nobody was here, then it wouldn't be such a problem. And if everybody was here, it wouldn't be such a problem. Okay, anyway, we managed. So, we started to look at the Rambam. The Rambam claimed a little magic. So the Rambam said, "I know if you should be yotzi with them, mesa after pishu shayga, there is a potem and a tashlum and a mishalom plum. She never below you also onesh you onesh. The chilek hakatzim and shayga do mezid, the dove she ish bim isis based in the potem and a tashlum. The medvar mamurim she niskavim li isha, but when niskavim li chaveri, when ogef is a isha after pishu mesa, hayo va misa bolay ve himisa bolay kavon, I raise a kedove she ish bim isis based in mishalom bnei vlodes." So the Rambam is mechalek. The Rambam says, that even though the Rambam passes like Tana Vecheska, that we're not Mechalik and Shogig Lemesid. Therefore, if they were Negev as Isha, they had no Kavanah to kill her, so they were Shogig. Nonetheless, this Kimel Rabban and the Potem and the Mevel others. That's only where they had Kavanah, Lachis as Isha. But if they were in this Kavan, Lechaveroi, when Negev as Isha, wasn't aiming at the Isha at all, it was Miskavan Lechaveroi. So then the Rambam Paskins. We know the Rambam passes like Rebbe. The Rambam Chosotef passes like Rebbe. Niskaven laharagasev laharagases poter. But here the Rambam adds that not only is he poter, but there's no kimud rabbanah either. The Rambam's lashon is that it's kedovah she'emay misis beistim. So last time we discussed this Rambam. So we were mazvir that the Rambam holds. Even though Tana Vecheskiel, we pass like Tana Vecheskiel, that Shogig, Chayim is a Shogig, Pater from Tashlomen. And this Kamel Aragazeh is less than a Shogig in this regard. Because a Shogig at least has a Shem Chayim is a space, and he did a Maisa Ritzicha, but he did a Peshogig. This Kamel Aragazeh, that's a special Gzeres Akosov of the Aravloi. The Gemara was that Rebbe Shita, and this Kamel Aragazeh, Pater is from Gzeres Akosov of the Aravloi. So it says in the Oravloi that Niskav Alaragazev, Aragazev is not called the Meister Ritzich at all, at least in the context of Mrs. Beistin. And Mele, it's not called Chayiv Mrs. Shagigin. It's called something it's an act that's not Chayiv Mrs. at all. And therefore it doesn't patter from Tashlumen. The Etzim, it's very Gishmach in the Lashon HaRamam. HaRezeh Kedover Sheyesh, the Ramam's Lashon is, that lechilik hakosav b'shpin shogig l'mezid b'dover sheyesh b'y misis beistin. That's halacha hey. Then in halacha vav by miskaven lechaveri he says harei zikadover she'em misis beistin. There's been shogig l'mezid is a dover sheyesh b'y misis beistin, but he's a shogig. A meisa that's a meisa that has misis beistin, but he's a shogig. So there's kimli v'radmenei. But something which is aim by misis beistin at all, apparently miskaven lechaveri v'hargas isha, that's called aim by misis beistin at all. There you don't have kimli v'radmenei. So as we said, why is it called aim by misis beistin at all? Because not just a p'tur shogig. Shogig is chayv misis shogigim. That's called yesh by misis beistin. It's a mice that has misis beistin, but he's a shogig. But something that lacks in the aravloi, it lacks in one of the ingredients of ritzicha, at least as far as misis beistin is concerned. It lacks in the aravloi. So mela, he is potter. Vashen kein in halacha hey, he was noigav as a isha. There was the aravloi. He wanted to beat up the lady. So that's called the aravloi. It's just that he was a shogig in the ritzicha. That's already called a mice that has misis beistin. Now, the thing is, the Hesber itself in the Rambam, so I saw afterwards that Rav Chatzkel Avramsky brings it from Rav Chaim. Rav Chatzkel Avramsky in the Chazon Yecheskel in the beginning of Perek Beis of Sanhedrin brings this Hesber b'shem Rav Chaim. That's the pshat in this Rambam. That the Aravloi is not just a p'tur shogig, the Aravloi is a hafka from the whole Shem Mises Beistin, and Mimele goes out of its napachal tonu devei, napachal tonu devei Cheskel. There were also mice of last time. This already, I don't, Rav Chaim doesn't say or remind me that some of Rav Chaim. Don't let me leave the Chazon Yecheskel too fast. I want to add something from there. But anyway, we were mice of last time at where's the Rambam coming from? Where did the Rambam get this shtickel Torah from? He didn't have a chazon yecheskel. Where did the Rambam get this shtickel Torah from? So I suggested last time that the Rambam got it from the question that Tosfos and the other Rishonim grapple with. That on the one hand, Agamara says that everybody holds from Tanan of Echeskel. Agamara is mashman, nobody's chaylik on Tanan of Echeskel. And on the other hand, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Rebbe is mafkim at the Tanan of Echeskel. That Rebbe says in Skavon Laragazeh, Laragazeh is chaylik on Tanan of Echeskel. And Tosfos themselves speak out, that you can't say, maybe we can say Poshut. Maybe Rebbe is only chaylik on Tanan of Echeskel by Niskavon Laragazeh, Laragazeh. But by Shoigig, maybe he's moved to Tanan of Echeskel. Maybe that's the answer. The Gemara over there says Rebbe's mafkin Tanav Echeskel because Tanav Echeskel said we're not mechalik ben shoygig lemeisiv ben miskaven l'sheinim miskaven. So Rebbe's not like Tanav Echeskel in the miskaven l'sheinim miskaven part, but maybe he's moited to Tanav Echeskel in the meisiv ben shoygig part. Maybe Rebbe agrees to Tanav Echeskel that shoygig partners from Tashlumin, but he just argues on miskaven l'aragazev l'aragazev. So Tosfos it can't be because it's a kavachomer. If shoygig, what's worse, shoygig or miskaven l'aragazev l'aragazev? L'chayr Tosfos says that Shoigig is less miskaven than miskaven haragazeh haragazeh. It's further away from Mesir. So if Shoigig partes from Tashlumen, according to Tanav Echeskel, and nobody argues on that, so miskaven haragazeh haragazeh should certainly partes from Tashlumen. So therefore, Tosfos' kasha. This would be the Rambam's the Rambam solution, according to this Mahalach. The Rambam's solution to that problem is that yes, miskaven haragazeh haragazeh is less than a Shoigig. Because the shoygig that partes from Tashlumin, because niskaven laragazeh v'haragazeh is a special gzeres akosuv of a orovloy, and if therefore if it lacks in a orovloy, it lacks in the shem ma'aser v'tzicha. A regular shoygig, it has a shem. A regular shoygig, somebody was boiling erva with shoygig, he was mechal Shabbos with shoygig. It has a shem chil Shabbos. It has a shem boiling erva. But it's or even by the Isha herself, if he wanted to beat up the Isha, so we have a orovloy. So that's just a shoygig in the v'tzicha. So that's that patas. But the skava laragazev haragazev, where it lacks the element of arvla, he wasn't trying to beat up the lady at all. So that's already not called the maisa ritzicha altogether. And that's the Rambam's solution. That's less than chayv misa shaygin. So that's where the Rambam, that's the source in the Gemara. You know, it comes in very gishmak from the sugis. The way Rav Chaim is mazbi the Rambam emerges very very nicely from the cheshbon asuya. That everybody agrees to Tanav Echeskel that we're not mafchim, not mechalik, and shoygig l'meisid, and yet Rebbe is chaylik on Tanav Echeskel by l'gabei miskaven, l'gabei miskaven l'aragazev, l'aragazev, and the Rambam passes like Rebbe. Rav Chatzel adds a very nice thing. This is really, I think, he says not from Rav Chaim. He says on his own. It's interesting in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about the main Nerag. You know, Tosfos' solution. What was Tosfos' solution to the problem? You know, how can Rebbe be mafkim in Tanav Echeskel? Everybody holds from Tanav Echeskel. So Rebbe, Tosfos mechalek between the main nerag and the main vlodus. Everybody holds from Tanav Echeskel in regular moment, in main vlodus, or other kinds of moment. That's minatzad. But the main nerag, there Rebbe holds that you have to pay. There he holds not like Tanav Echeskel. You have to pay the main nerag. That's how he learns up the pasuk. When asat nefesh tachas nefesh, you have to pay the main nerag. That was Tosfos' solution. Interesting is that the Rambam passes like Rebbe. But the Rambam doesn't mention anything about the main Nerag. It doesn't appear in the Rambam. The Rambam only talks about the main Vlodos. It would seem that the Rambam holds that when Rebbe says, when Asat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh means Momon, doesn't mean the main Nerag. The Gemara didn't say the words of the main Nerag. The Gemara says, when Asat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, Momon. The Rambam learns Momon means the main Vlodos. But in the Rambam's lexicon, we don't find anything in the Rambam at all about the main Nerag. So Chatzkel is Mazbi, very Geshmak. How come? Why not? Why don't you have to pay the main Nerag? If there's no Torah over here of Kimli the Ramine, so you're a Mazik. I killed a lady. He's a Mazik. So why shouldn't he pay the main Nerag? Same way he pays the main Vlodos. There's no Kimli the Ramine. Ram Sheet is, this is Do Shem and Mises Beis Lau. Right? Because it's lax in the Aura of Lod. So there's no Kimli the Ramine. But Niskav Alara Gazet. Halacha Vav. Ram is Halacha. If he was Niskav in the Chaveri, the Nogaf is a Isha. So there's no Kimli the Ramine. Because Niskav Laragazev, Haragazev, the Rambam holds, no Kim the Rabbanai, lacks in the Aura of Loi. That's why he does have to pay the May Vlodus. Well, the same way he has to pay the May Vlodus, why doesn't he have to pay the May Nerag? Doesn't understand the reason he ought to pay the May Nerag? After all, he was Mazik, a lady, Adkadei, that he killed her. So he should have to pay her Yoshim, the value of the lady. It's very Mistaber. The Rambam doesn't appear at all such a concept of May Nerag. So says Rav Chatzkel, Rav the Shitasa. Rambam, you remember, holds that all Niske Momen, Niske Odom, are a Knas. Nezek is a Knas. Why is it a Knas? So we saw in the Rambam, because the Rambam Shita is that really, you know, the Gemara says the Havin should be Ayin Tachasayin, so we have Ayin Tachasayin Mamish. We have Psukim, no, it's not Ayin Tachasayin Mamish. The Rambam learns that it really ought to be Ayin Tachasayin Mamish. That they have to pay Nezek is a kaifer for the Ayin Tachasayin. And the Rambam means the Drosha. It's really a Gemara, but the Rambam is a whole legal philosophy around this drasha. The Rambam says that post drasha le'sikhu kaifer le'nefesh etzech le'nefesh etzech yatalakech kaifer avala talakech kaifer le'rashayevar, and that's the mocker for niske adam. That if you mazik a person and nezik tzar yipushevus boishes, the nezik is learned out that the fact that ayin tachazayin is not ayin mamish, but it means moment, is learned out from that gzeres hakosuv. Surprise in babakam le'sikhu kaifer le'nefesh etzech. So it comes out in the Rambam that every Niske Odom poke at somebody's eye, to cut off his hand, so that the Tashlumi Nezik are betoris Kaifer L'Roshevar. So now, instead of just poking at his eye, he actually killed the lady. And he's not Chayav Misa because it's Kabbalah Arigazel Arigazel, and there's no Kimul Rabbine because it's Dovah Shemay Misa based in Kabbalah because it lacks in the Oravloi. So what moment do you want to be Machayim? But may blood sign the sin. But we want to be mechayiv in the main nerag. According to the Rambam, what would the main nerag be? What's every niske adam? It's a kaifer l'roshei evar. So if he would pay the main nerag, what would it be? It would be a kaifer for the nefesh of the. It would be a kaifer nefesh for having killed a person. But that's the pasuk l'nefesh reitzech iatalekeach kaifer avalatalekeach kaifer l'roshei evar. The Torah was memayit that there's only kaifer for roshei evar, but there's no kaifer for killing somebody outright. So that to hear this here, so gam zebucha. That's a chatzkel's hisafa. So gishmak. In the Rambam, there's not such thing as it can't be such a thing as the main erek. Because every right. Okay, so that's as far as this Rambam. Very gishmak. That's Rav Chaim understood the Rambam. So we had a problem last time. Which is pasuk just how the Rambam read the first pasuk. The pasuk says v'chinotz anoshim v'nok fu yishahar v'yotzu l'dar im lo yir osan onosh yonosh kashi yosos ol v'al isha. So the Gemara says b'matzah shemisa kosta v'daber pasuk pshat and pasuk, two people are trying to kill each other v'nok fu yishahar and they kill this lady v'yotzu l'dar, so im lo yir osan, if she doesn't die, so they have to pay. But the mashmois is that if she dies, and they don't have to pay. That's how the Gemara read the pasuk. That's why the Gemara asked from that pasuk on Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon, who hold this kavan lara gezeh v'har gezeh is potter from Misa. The Gemara asked from that pasuk because pasuk shot in the pasuk is ki notzah nashim. They're trying to kill each other. V'nok v'shahar, they killed the lady, and the next pasuk is im osan yev v'nosat nefesh tachas nefesh, that if she dies, they get killed from fecum. What about Rebbe? So my answer is, no, Rebbe learns talking about Mammon. But I'll compare him. The Gemara understands, trapped in the pasuk, two people are trying to kill each other, and instead they kill the lady. So now the first pasuk, the pasuk about the Mevlodus, they're trying to kill each other, v'nok v'yishara, they kill the lady, im lo yeh osain, if she doesn't die, then they pay the Mevlodus. But if she dies, they do pay the Mevlodus. So according to the Rambam, even if she dies, they should pay the Mevlodus, because there's no cumulative Ramine, it's the laxin of the Arvla. The kids, that was probably how did the Ram read the pasuk? The pasuk says in Meloyi also he pays Mevlodus, implying that if there is also in, then you don't pay Mevlodus. Where the Shai Lasan Mamish Din also in, was there Hasro, was there not Hasro? But upon him it says that there's some case where the lady dies because as a result of Kiyinotza Anoshim, and therefore you don't have to pay the Mevlodus. That's the source for cumulative Ramine. According to the Rambam, it's not even true. Why should it be true? It's in this Kabbalah Arigazel V'Arigazel. So, one possibility might be Emes Rashi in Baba Kama in Beis has a similar question. Rashi in Baba Kama asks, according to Rebbe, who's mafka from Tana Vecheske, and Rashi Shita is that Rebbe doesn't hold in Tana Vecheske at all. Not like Tosis, that Rebbe only argues in Tana Vecheske about the main Ner, but maybe Lodos he agrees to. Rashi holds Rebbe doesn't hold from Tana Vecheske klalu klal. And according to Rebbe, Shoigig is, there's no Kimmel Rabbi made by a Shoigig. And Rebbe holds, then it's Kavala Arigas Eva Harigas says, not Chayav Misa. So Rashi Taka asks, how does Rebbe read the Pasuk? The first Pasuk, not the second Pasuk of Vimasan Yid that the Gemara talks about. But the first Pasuk, the Pasuk about the Mevlodus. Im lo yi Osan Onish Yonish, implying that if there is an Osan, then he does not pay for the Mevlodus. Fact Rashi, how did Rebbe, and Rashi Sheet does that Rebbe doesn't hold from Tanav Echeskia altogether? Right, any kind of moment. There's no Shoigig is Chayav moment. And Rebbe holds his Kavala Arigas Eva Harigas says, not Chayav Misa. So fact Rashi, so how do you read the Pasuk? The Chinotza and Oshim, they try to kill each other, and they kill the lady, and the Torah says they only pay to make blood, if there's no Oshim, but if the lady dies, they don't pay to make blood. Why don't they pay to make blood? Are they Chayiv Misa? No, Rebbe holds the Kavala Arigzeh, Vaharigzeh is Potter. I maybe it's Chayiv Misa Shogim, but Rebbe's Chayiv Kantana Vecheskin, doesn't hold from Chayiv Misa Shogim. It's not the same Cheshman as in the Rambam, but it's time, it's just Rabbi Pshat and Pasuk. Rashi is, how did Rebbe read the Pshat and the Pasuk? So Rashi answers that Rebbe will have to read Pshat and Pasuk means im osan yir if he killed his friend, and that already was amazing. So then he doesn't have to pay for the dmei vlodos. Im lo yir osan if he didn't kill his friend, he only killed was just the dmei vlodos. Even if he killed a lady, it wouldn't matter. Then he'll pay for the dmei vlodos. But if he killed his friend, that's what it means. Im lo yir osan if he didn't kill his friend, then he pays dmei vlodos. Implied, but if he killed his friend, that's already amazing. And we'll have to say it's a dinos and with Asra. If he killed his friend, then he has to pay, then he does not have to pay for the Tamei Vladas. Oh, so maybe the Ram will go in the same way. That's how the Ram is going to have to read the Pasuk. Chinotz Anoshim means that they were trying to kill each other, and if he killed his friend, in the Ram won't matter whether it's B'shoigig or B'mezid, if he killed his friend, so that's already not Niskavan Laragas Eva Haragas. It's Niskavan Laragas Niskavan Zeva Harag Oisoy. He was trying to kill his friend, then he did kill his friend. So that's Chayiv Misa. So they will peace be part of the Nevi Vladis. No, it's no worse than Koresh Yerayim. That's how the Ram is going to have to read the Pasuk. Ma'aseh Shvek is not mashma the Ram, that's how he read the Pasuk. Because the Ram reads the Ram in Halacha. Hey, the first Halacha, the Ram says, "I'm noigif esa isha v'yotzu l'deo meisa afal bisho yeshayk eresa potem in a tashlumen shenemar v'lo yosu an onish yonish v'chila kakosu v'n shayik l'meisa v'dobe sheish ben misa space." The Ram is mashma, he's reading the Pasuk of lo yosain to on a case of noigif esa isha. How can you learn the Pasuk to him and noigif esa isha? They were beating up a lady. It doesn't say that. It says v'chinotzu an oshim. So one or two things, I don't know, either in a chanami, that's how the Ram read the Pasuk, Chinotz Anoshim, two men were beating up a lady. So I'm one of the Or maybe Lo'ilim, the Ram read the Pasuk like Rashi. The Ram is not saying this is Pshat in the Pasuk. The Ram is telling me it didn't. I know you give us a Isha, so there is Shoigig and Arigas Isha. They're part of from Tashlumen, because Shoigig is part of in that Tashlumen. How do you know? Because it says in Pasuk, Chinotz Anoshim, now the Ram doesn't really elaborate, but it means Chinotz Anoshim, two people are trying to kill each other. And the Torah says that in Lo Yosan, if they don't kill each other, then they have to pay the Mevlodis. But if they do kill each other, even if it was without Hasra, the Torah doesn't say it was with Hasra, because Ram is learning Osan Mamish. If they killed each other, even without Hasra, so they don't have to pay for the Mevlodis. So you see that Shoigig doesn't have to pay for the Mevlodis. So the same way, two people are trying to kill each other, and they did kill each other, but without Hasra, so Osan Mamish, they're parted from the Mevlodis. So who are they? If they're beating up a lady, not trying to kill her, but they're beating up a lady and they accidentally killed her, that's also kind of Shoigig. So they're also parted from the Mevlodis. The Ram never meant to say the Pasuk's talking about them beating up a lady. Negev Hasisha. Negev Hasisha is the case that the Ram invented. But the Ram is saying it'll have the same din as the Pasuk. That's called the Shoigig. And we know that a Shoigig is part of the Tashlum from the Pasuk about Ki Yinotzu Anosh. That's Shazay. So far, so good. The problem is, the real problem, is that there's another Ram that seems to be totally against all of this. The Ram in Narab Sula, Perek Aleph Aloch Yid Gimel. Elunaris to Gunaramam. I think it's back to Elunaris. Talking about Knas. Dr. Amam. Hoysen Michaim and Mrs. Basin. Kigain Bitoy. Beishes Benoy. Bechayetze Ben. Somebody was Ma'amis Bitoy. Ben Hisru Boy. Ben Loy Hisru Boy. Potem and Aknas. It's Potem and Atashlum. That's the next Mishnah. That's the. The Mishnah of Baal Bita is part of the Knas because of Gimel Yidamini. Shenemar, the lo ye osain onishi onish. Hayim hayisham osain, ensham onish. So he brings the pasuk of lo ye osain for the mocker that chayim misha shaygigim apatim and atashlomim. And he elaborates. V'yafa pisha ariga seish eisha bishkoga, even though in the pasuk they killed the lady bishkoga. Sherei lo ye niskavnu lo, because after all they weren't aiming at her. The pasuk says that the two men are fighting with each other. They weren't aiming at her. They were aiming at each other, and yet the Torah says that obviously there is shaygig in the hariga seisha, and yet the Torah says that only if there's no osin they paid mevlodes. But if there's an osin, if there was a hariga seisha, even though there was shaygig in hariga seisha because they're not aiming at her, so they put them in a tashlumen. Harei halamarata shalei chilek hakosu ba'osin. Torah's not mechalik by when somebody dies, then shaygig lemezit lepoitim in a tashlumen. Then he brings also kind of a cheske by oimer makan nefesh behem ishamenu makan adam yumas ma makan nefesh behem lechilek also ben shaygig lemezit lechayim in a tashlumen af makan nefesh adam lechilek also ben shaygig lemezit lepoitim in a tashlumen. So he brings kind of a cheske as well. So that's a fair shiramah. The Rambam there is telling me the halacha of chayim that chayim misus tana becheske that chayim misus shaygigim patim in a tashlumen. And he brings as a mocker for that halacha the pasuk of kinotza anoshim, which he reads to mean that they're fighting with each other, and therefore they have no kavanah for hariga seisha, and they're shoygig in hariga seisha, and yet im yia osoin, if they was a hariga seisha, then they don't have to pay for my blooders because chayiv mishi shoygig patim in a tashlumen. There's a stira gluy in Rama. There we talk about according to what we saw in the Rama and Chayvel in Chayvel, if two people are fighting with each other and they didn't want to hit the lady at all, and they hit the lady, does that patim in a tashlumen? No, that's called anybody misses based in klal. This kavan laragazeh v'haragazeh, according to the Rambam in Hilchos Chayvel, does not patim in a tashlumen because it's like chayim was masber relaxing the v'orav loy. It's not called chayim misses at all. The case that's called chayim misses shoyging was they were beating up a lady, but they didn't want to kill her. So you have v'orav loy, but they didn't want to kill her, so it's a shoyging. So that patim in a tashlumen. But the Rambam said beferish. But avol in this kavan l'chaveroy v'haragazeh isha. So the Rambam says that does not have ton rav echeskia. That's because that's not called chayiv misha shoygim. That's called einay chayiv. It's not chayiv misha b'chal, and it's chayiv in the mevlodus. And here the Rambam Hilchas Naira, when he's trying to tell me the halacha of chayiv misha shoygim, tana v'cheskiyo, that baal bita even b'shoygim is part of minat tashlumen. So he says, because I see in pasuk v'nokvi kinotzu anoshim, they're beating up each other, v'nokvi they're trying to kill each other, v'nokvi shahara, and if there's an osin, if the lady dies, they're shoygim in the hariga seisha. Says the Rambam, I'll read it to you again. Now it says, "Shenemar lo yosin onish yonish shayim hoyasham osin ein shem einish afal pisha riga seisha b'shkoga." This lady was killed b'shogeg. Sharei loynis kavnu lo because they didn't have kavana for her. Shenemar ki notzu anoshim v'nogfu isha. So Ferish and Ram, the Ram is reading the pasuk ki notzu anoshim with each other, and they killed the lady, and that's called shogeg, and it patters him in a tashlumah. It's mamish diametrically opposite to what the Rambam said in Hilchos Chayvel u'Maaseh. So if we're going to learn the Rambam the way we've been learning up till now, the way Rav Chaim learned the Rambam, then the Chayra, I don't see any escape from saying that it's a Chazar in Rambam. That the Rambam Chayvel Mazik was chayzer from what he said in Hilchas Naira. Now, that of course, in principle, is very difficult to say ever. Melech from the Perish Mishnayos to Yad, the Rambam was chayzer. That's okay. That was b'tziusli. This is b'ziknusli. But to say in the Mishnah Torah itself, chazaras in the Rambam, once in a while we have to do it. It's not something we want to do. There are mitigating factors over here. I think, it's not something we want to do. For Rav Chaim, I don't see other. If Rav Chaim's pshat in the Rambam is right, if his reading of the Rambam is correct, I don't see a way out. I will say that there's, I think, two mitigating factors that make it maybe not the end of the world. Number one, at least we know in the light of Rav Chaim, we know what in the light of what we said about it, we know first of all what the Chazor is about. It's not stam that the Rambam was chayzer pshat in the Gemara. Before he learned the Gemara one way, now he learned the Gemara the other way. The Chazor is about who the Paschim like. Because that emerged, that this Yisoid of Reb Chaim is a Machlekes Rebbe in Tana Vecheske. Because that's the Machlekes, that's the Rebbe Machlekes in Tana Vecheske. Tana Lecheskia holds that this takan of chiluk ben shaygig lemezid and between miskamen and miskamen. And just like shaygig patas when a teshlumen, so miskamen larig zeva harig zeva also patas when a teshlumen. And Rebbe disagrees. And the way we're masbir, the way we're being masbir in Shitas Rambam, the Nekudas HaMachlokes is that Rebbe holds that miskamen larig zeva harig zeva is less than a shaygig. It's called Eimei Mises based on cloud because it lacks in va'ar of light. So the Chazor in the Rambam, if there's a Chazor in the Rambam, it's not Stam, the Rambam was Chazor, you know, first he lashed the Gemara like Rashi, then he learned the Gemara like Tosfos. That's harder to say. Here the Chazor is about a specific thing. We know it's Machlokes Rebbe and Tana Vecheske. Tana Vecheske holds that there's no difference between Shoygig and Mesid, Shoygig versus Mesid, and Enim is Kaven and Miskaven. And that Rebbe doesn't agree. Rebbe says no, Enim is Kaven is less. So the Rambam is not in Nayar Psulur, was going with Tana Vecheske. There's no difference between Shoygig and Mesid and between Miskaven and Miskaven. The Rabbi Hilchos Chayvul Mazik decided to pass him like Rebbe. So at least if it's a Chazor, it's a Chazor about whom to pass him like. And then could be even more, right? Or maybe could be even better. The way we're being Mazbir the Rambam, the way Rav Chaim was Mazbir the Rambam, this halacha of Einim Miskaven. That if you describe a lara gazeh, a hara gazeh, it doesn't go into Kimli B'Rabinet, because it's called Eibay Mises based in Klal. That's a specific halacha, it's a special halacha in regard to the Chiv Mises of Ritzich. Because it exists a kosov of the Aravlan. In other Chayvi Mises, for example, there's nothing analogous. By other Chayvi Mises, if you would be Niskaven, you wouldn't be Niskaven to this person at all. It would be a regular Shaykh. L'moshul by Arias. Sometimes it's kavim lovei elishto yobal achaisak or bal bita. So that would not be. That's not like it's kavim laragazeh haragazeh, because there is no gzeres akosav of arvla. That would just be a regular shaygig, and it would have presumably would have kimli b'drabmini, right? Now it's the way Rav Chaim is masbir the Rambam. That's how the kosh that's born the Rambam. The reason why this kavim laragazeh haragazeh does not have kimli b'drabmini, it's called ein b'misis based in klal. And it's different than regular shogim, is because there's a special gzeres hakosav by ritzicha of the aravlay that says that without the aravlay, it's not a ma'aser ritzicha at all, not even called a ma'aser ritzicha b'shogim. That's a special din specifically by ritzicha. It has no analog in other chayvim mises. Other chayvim mises, if you were in a skavim lezeh, the also lezeh, that's a regular shogim. So mimela. In Hilchas Naira Besula, the Rambam's issue of the case in the Rambam is a case of Bala Erba. Bala Bita. It's Pati from Knas. Over there, there's really no difference between a regular Shaygeg or Niskavim Lezev or also Lezev. He forgot that a Chaysi is also, he forgot she's a Chaysi, or is Niskavim Lova Elishtay or Bala Chaysi. What's the difference? It would all be under the heading of Shaygeg. The special name of Arvla is not Negei over there. So maybe it's not the end of the world if in that context, when the Rambam wants to bring the din of Tanur Echeskia, that's Shoygig, Patas from Tashlumin, so the Rambam brings the Pasuk, Tanur Echeskia is closer to Pshuta Shalmikra. They wanted to kill each other, and they killed a lady, and this Kimli Rambam, and they that's more Pshuta Shalmikra than to say it's talking about the Emosin year that they killed the other guy. He killed his friend. The Pashut of Pshat is they killed the lady. So there the Rambam brings the drasha of Tanur Echeskia, Kipshutoi, the way Tanur Echeskia had the drasha. Tanur Echeskia's reading of the Pasuk, Kiyinotza Anoshim. Even though the Maase is not so much the halacha, because the halacha we pass him like Rebbe, and Kinoz and Oshin we have to say it means differently. That of Osan Yir means that he killed his friend, because it's Niskavim Laragazeh, Laharagazeh, and Seimim Mises based in Klal, and then otherwise it would be the scheme that they kill a lady, but Niskavim Laragazeh, Laharagazeh, and Seimim Mises based in Klal. But the Rambam in Hilchas Naira didn't have to be Nochas to all of that. Because look, I mean, the halacha that the Rambam is talking about in Hilchas Naira, which is Bala Erva, the distinction between Niskavim Lezeh, Osan Lezeh, and regular Shogig is not relevant. There, everything's under the heading of Shaygig. Says the Rambam, somebody was Baal Bitoy, Ben B'Shaygig, Ben B'Mezid. For that matter, it can be Niskavim Lezev, also Lezev. That's also kind of Shaygig. So he's part of a Tashlumen, and he brings it in the Tanah Mecheskia, and he shows you in Pshut Tishol Mikra that it says it in the Parsha of Ki Yinotza Anoshim. There he brings the Drosha in Tanah Mecheskia's version, because that's the Pshut Tishol Mikra, the conversion. And for what he's talking about over there, that's all that's really relevant. Then when it gets to Ilchas Chayvul Mazik, there he's talking about the Kimli Rabbani of somebody who killed somebody. So then the Rambam has to say, "Look, Kalibah the Emes, we pass him like Rebbe." Then his Kavan Laragazeva Haragazes called Eimei Chayim Mises based in Klal, and he doesn't have the Tur Tashlum, doesn't have the Menat Tashlumin at all. And the pasuk that says that this Kimli Rabbani, we're going to have to say, is talking about either they were beating up the lady or he killed his friend. So then it's niskaven larig, is niskaven lezev arig isoi. So then he's parted from the Bei Vladis because it's not worth it. But in Chayim, we're going to have to do a little bit of, you know, we're not going to be able to read the pasuk kipshut tishlum mikra because the emes is that we the Rambam pasuk like Rebbe. So I'm saying maybe it's not even a chazar at all. Reb Chaim's halacha. Maybe the Reb Chaim's reading of the Rambam in Chayim Mazik was the right reading of the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchas Nair, since there it's moot. There is that negel halacha because there we're not talking about a case of arav, like we're talking about bolav bebol erva. So the Rambam brings the pasuk of kinotza anoshim the way Tanu Mecheskem the pasuk of kinotza anoshim. Yeah, the Rambam very often is not so medactic in the drushas. No, anyway, the Rambam's derech is not to be so. He brings drushas that are kind of l'pshitishul mikra. Lots of times he doesn't bring the Gemara's drusha. The world has some complicated drusha. You know, I don't know, chaisa, heina, zima, zima, whatever, complicated drushas. The Rambam leaves it all out. The Rambam says drushas that are carved to pshitishul mikra. So here also he has a drush that's right now that's the way kind of a chesky, right? The pasuk it's carved l'pshitishul mikra. Yeah, it's not so it's galden the halacha, but the Rambam's not talking over there about the halachas of aravloy. He's talking about the halachas of bal bita. Where he's talking about the halacha of niskaven l'arigazeh, he tells me the emes that a taka doesn't pat them in a tashlumin because we pass like Rebbe, and Rebbe is mafka from Tanar Rebbe Cheske.
Two questions in Rebbe Chaim's halacha in general. Isn't it fair that Rebbe Shimon and the Rabbanan are so far apart because of the pasuk of Arablo that the Rabbanan will say it's niskaven l'arigazeh is it in your Chayim Nisa, and Rebbe Shimon will say it's less than Shurik? Isn't that?
It's not less. Pshat is not because it's less than a shaggy, because it's less mazer than a shaggy. It's not further away from azara than a shaggy. It has a new tour altogether. It's not that Rabban holds it's more than a shaggy, and Rebbe holds it's less than a shaggy. Rabban did not hold from the arvla. So he, as far as Rabban are concerned, he had kavana for leshitzach, and that's enough to be chayav nisa. And Rebbe says that in order to be chayav nisa's base, it's not enough to have kavana for leshitzach. You have to have arvla, and it wasn't for arvla. Mimele is not a ma'aser tzich at all.
Secondly, in Rambam, in the beginning of Perkal, let's say, in Kusikan of Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon, and Tavarez of Arbidez Patr, he says, in Arbidez Kotos, so, that the Yom Ha'Gos, it sounds like a Shogi Kurt Mizen, if anything.
Yeah, could be the Mishir Tzachet. It is Taka Karvel Mason. As we said anyway, remember we had the Shtikal Torah from Yaakov Dilman, that it could be the Gabi Lil Malkus of Mishir Tzachet, just for, by way of example. It's called the Mason of Goma, because he had Kavanah for Mishir Tzachet. And the Mishir is based, and it's a special in of Arvla. But Lagabi, he certainly had Kavanah for Mishir Tzachet. So in order for Ari Galut, for Ari Mikl to be Kailah, he has to be Shaykin Mishir Tzachet, not a Shaykin Mishir Tzachet. And Mishir Tzachet is amazing. But he doesn't get Mrs. Basin because for Mrs. Basin is an extra tie. It's not enough to be amazingly sitzach. You have to have v'arvloi. And without v'arvloi, it's not a ma'aser tzicha in the context of Mrs. Basin. It's the sitzach, but it's not the ma'aser tzicha that has a Mrs. Basin attached to it. Yeah, the Skash and Rashi also. I mean, that's how Rashi is the possible. That's how Rashi says Rebbe's going to have to learn the pasuk. I'm just pointing out the same kasha that I'm asking the Rambam, how did Rebbe learn the pasuk? Rashi also has the same problem. And Rashi addresses it. He says the case is going to have to be he killed his friend. And yes, somehow simultaneously with killing his friend, he killed the Vlados. Yeah, you're right. We'll have to work it out. How exactly was it simultaneous? Maybe it's enough. It was a Maisa Echad somehow. You know, like Zorab Chayt. Somehow there was a Maisa Echad. I don't know. It's not a kasha, but it's a kasha not a mitzvah. It's not even a kasha in the Rambam. It's a kasha that Rashi says it should have killed. Maybe the Rambam learns the pasuk that they beat up the lady. You know, that's how it's mashmal. The simple reading of the Rambam Chayvul Mazik is that he brings the pasuk on the case of the Anoyga Fishel. They're beating up a lady and she died. It's hard to read the pasuk. Now you can read the pasuk that way. Kinotz Anoshim, they're beating up a lady. Maybe Anoshim means. Yeah, I know how to read the pasuk. What? Yeah, but isn't that weird? I mean, what do you have to extra guy? But maybe it's not Anoshim means a guy you were fighting, you know, and sometimes Anoshim Zochik we kill men and women. But then what's Venokva? She Venogav Ishahar. It's Venokvu Ishahar. I don't know. It's probably the first way. Probably they learned like the Rambam's got to learn like, if we're going to say this in the Halakha and the Rambam, somebody has to learn like Rashi. Yeah. Now there is another way to read the Rambam altogether. Not like Reb Chaim. It's maybe not so Gishmak in the Lombus. But it would reconcile the two Rambams. And that is to say that maybe La'olam, the Rambam Paskin is Lagamri like Tana the Keskin. And the Skavan Lara Gazeva Hara Gazeva is Potam and Atashlam. Like Tana the Keskin said, like the Rambam himself says in Arab Sula, that we're not mechalek and shaykh mumezid, but neskaven lein shayna neskaven. 100% like Tana Vechesim. However, the Rambam holds that even though a shaykh patas from tashlumen, and even though neskaven argizeh bahargizeh is also the same thing, it patas from tashlumen, but if he was meaning he's put him in a tashlum, he's beating up a lady, he didn't want to kill her, and he killed her, he's put him in a tashlum. That's called a shaykh, he's put him in a tashlum. He's trying to kill his friend, and instead he kills a lady. That's also called a shaykh, because it lacks in va'ar avloi. And we'll say that va'ar avloi is a kind of lack of hazada. It's not like a chayim, it's a whole different thing. It's a lack of hazada. It's also a kind of shaykh. And it's also put him in a tashlum. But if he was trying to beat up his friend, and he killed the lady, so that's already 2 degrees of separation from the regular mezid. So that already doesn't pop the netashlum. It has to be some element of hazaba. It doesn't have to be a mezid mamish, it's a shogig. But a shogig that pops the netashlum, it has to be a shogig that has some affinity to hazaba, some kavono laharoig, or it has to be something. It can't be so far removed. So if he's trying to beat up the lady, so he wasn't trying to kill her, but he was at least aiming for the lady. So that's close enough to hazoda to pata from tashlumen. Or if he was trying to kill his friend, so he wasn't aiming for the lady at all, but at least he was trying to kill somebody. So that's also close enough to mesid that it could pata from tashlumen. But if he was niskaven just to beat up his friend, so he wasn't niskaven to kill anybody, and he wasn't aiming at the lady, that's so far removed from a regular mezid of Ritzicha that that already does not pop the minat tashlum. And we could read the Rambam in Chayvel Mazik that way. Because if you look back, I'm sure many of you noticed this. If you look at the Rambam in that Rambam in Chayvel Mazik, the Rambam began, Hanoigif Haseisha. He was beating up a lady, and Vyotzi Yolodeo Umesa, and she died. So he's put them in a tashlumin, and he brings the pasuk. Mamedvar Mamurim Shiniskavan Leisha. That's where he was miskavan to the lady when he was beating her up. Yeah, we're going on Hanoigim Pesisha. He wasn't trying to kill her. That would be a regular mazik. He was Noigim, he was trying to beat her up. And he's put them in a tashlumen. But the Ram says, but Medvar Mumshin is Kavan Leisha. Avalim Niskavan Lechaveroi. Doesn't say Niskavan Lahargis Chaveroi. Niskavan Lechaveroi. He's contrasting it. Noigim Pesisha to Niskavan Lechaveroi. Noigim Pesisha means he's beating up a lady. Niskavan Lechaveroi means he's beating up his friend. So if he was Avalim Niskavan Lechaveroi Venogar Pesisha, even though she died, meaning, not just that it lacks in the bar of light, it doesn't have any element of kavana at all. There's not kavana for the lady, nor was there kavana laharoi. So it's totally lacking in kavana. A regular shogig, it's not amazing, but there's some kavana for something. Kavana laharoi, kavana leisha. There's some kavana over there to do that's a kavana. There's some kavana for tzicha, not the full kavana for tzicha, but there's some kavana there that's like the kavana of tzicha. Kavana to damage the lady, kavana to kill somebody. Here there's here was below kavana at all. So it was since hoyel v'hamisa below kavana hares the kadova sheimei misis based, and that's like kadova sheimei misis based. To be called a kadova sheimei misis based, and even the level of chayshe shogim, in order to part it from tashlumen, it has to have some kavana element involved. At least a kavana leisha, or at least a kavana lahari. And here, if it's neither nor, that's already out of. That's not even included in the Tana Vechesk. If we'll read the Rambam that way, then there's no steer between the Rambam here and the Rambam in Hilchas Nair. The Rambam in Hilchas Nair is talking about when it's Kavan La'arges Chaver. Right, there the Rambam is talking about, and Tana Veches, like Tana Vecheskia. So that's how true. The Rambam passed like Tana Vecheskia, then the Lechila Kakosim and Shoyim Lemesid, then the Skavan Lushayim and the Skavan, meaning the Skavan Lazar, where is there, and the Skavan Lazar, where is Chaveret. In all of those cases, he's put them in a Tashlum. But at least in all of those cases, that's because there's some Kavana element. But if he was in the Skavan, Lehakis is Chaveret, the Horeg Nesa Isha, where there's no Kavana involved at all, says the Rambam that already has no. No, that's so far away from Chaim Mises based in that it can't pop the it can't pater from tashlumin. There's nothing there for which he's culpable. So there's no patur tashlumin. That could be. The shaila though would be, what's the mukkah for such a distinction? Where did Ram get it from? No, the first mahalach and Rav Chaim's mahalach and the Rambam was very geschmack. Where did Ram got it from? He got it from Rebbe. Rebbe's mafkim from Tana Vecheskel, passing like Rebbe against Tana Vecheskel, but he doesn't want to pass like against Tana Vecheskel entirely, because Agamor says everybody agrees to Tana Vecheskel. So the Rambam learned up Rebbe's mafkim Tana Vecheskel, and this kavan is ever haragazeh. But in Shoyge Gemesid, Rebbe's murdered to Tana Vecheskel, and that's the pshak of the Rambam. That was beautiful. That's the point. The Rav Chaim's reading of the Rambam. We know exactly where the Rambam is coming from. But now we're saying the Rambam passing to La'ulam 100% like Tana Vecheskel against Rebbe. He passed like Tana Vecheskel. Then his kavan laragazeh v'haragazeh is patism in a tashlumin. When he passed like Rebbe, his kavan laragazeh v'haragazeh is not chayav misa. Tana Vecheskel also agrees to that. But in the nekuda that Rebbe and Tana Vecheskel argue about, that Tana Vecheskel holds that his kavan laragazeh v'haragazeh is potim in a tashlumin, and Rebbe says his kavan laragazeh v'haragazeh is nefesh nachas nefesh moment is chayav in tashlumin, the Rambam passing is 100% like Tana Vecheskel. But the Ram is Moisif in Tana Vecheskel that Mamedvar Mamurim, that's only where there's some kavana involved. But if there's altogether no kavana at all, because he wasn't this kavan Larry, and he wasn't this kavan Laisha, he was this kavan Lahakis is Chaveroi, that doesn't factor from the Tashlum and the Tashlum. Where did the Ram learn that from? So I have two suggestions. Number one, maybe the Ram got it, because Tosis asks, the end of the Tosis for asking Suvas. Tosis said, Heaven also asks, how did Tana Vecheskel learn the pasuk of Im Osan Yev and Asat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh? In the Gemara says, the Gemara asked that pasuk on Rebbe. The Torah says, Im Osan Yev and Asat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, the Gemara thinks Poshim Shat in the pasuk is Neskav and Lara Gezev, Ahara Gezev is Chayim Misa. Im Osan Yev, the lady got killed, the two guys are fighting, the lady got killed, Neskav and Lara Gezev, Ahara Gezev, and Asat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, the Chayim Misa. What's Rebbe going to do with the pasuk? So the Gemara answers, Rebbe learns, the Gemara puts it right that way, that Rebbe learns until that moment. Nefesh tachas nefesh means mama. In fact, Tosis, what about Tana Vecheskel? Tana Vecheskel is kavan larag esev haragazeh is not chayav miso and is not chayav mama. So how do you learn the pasuk of nefesh tachas nefesh? So Tosis is nitchak that the pasuk means him osan yeh if his friend dies. I'll derech the Rashi Mabakama. Rashi Mabakama is talking about the pasuk of lo yeh osan. Tosis is talking about the pasuk of him osan yeh. Him osan yeh means if his friend dies, that's a mezid gomer. Or that's in the Skavan Aragazet, or Aragazet, that's a real Chiyav Miso. So then, from the Sata Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, that he gets killed. His friend died, it has to be Dinos, and his friend died with Hasra. If his friend died with Hasra, then the Sata Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, then he's Chiyav Miso. Tosis themselves point out that's a very, very difficult. Because the Gemara assumed for Dovah Poshut that that's not Pshat and Poshut. When the Gemara asked the Kasha and the Rebbe and Rav Shimon and Pilo, according to Rebbe and Rav Shimon, this Kavan Arag Zev Harag says, "What did he do with the pasuk of the Moshe Yidin Asat and Nefesh Tachas Nefesh?" Why did the Gemara answer? That's the pshat. If he killed his friend, he's Chayav Misa. Apparently, the Gemara held for the pasuk. That's not Pshut Shul Mikra. Pshat and pasuk is the Moshe Yidin. The lady died. They were fighting with each other. The lady died. The Gemara held that way for the pasuk. The Gemara says either it means Misa like not like Rebbe, or it means Mammon like Rebbe. So now we're going to say, according to Tana Vecheskel, no, it means something else entirely. His friend died. So Taisa says, yeah, Nechanami, the Gemara had choices before. The Gemara didn't want to learn this way. The Gemara didn't want to learn the pasuk means his friend died. So the Gemara says it means a moment. But according to Tana Vecheskel, we have no choice. So Kro Muki Anashe, we have to say the pasuk means his friend died. Fila Rama, maybe we have an answer. The pasuk means in Osan Yir that the lady died. And you paid me Vlodos. Because it's talking about where he had no kavana to kill his friend. Like him osan yeh means if there was no hazada at all. He not sanoshim, the first pasuk that says there is kimul draminei. That's talking about there was some kavana. He wasn't his kavan larig, or he wasn't his kavan lingur for seisha. There was some element of kavana of hazad involved, not the full mezid. So then, im lo yeh osan, he pays mevlodus, but if there's an osan, he's potter. Then the Torah says, him osan yeh. If Shishamase died without any hazod at all, no kavon at all, he wasn't miskavon laragis chaveroi, he wasn't miskavon lingof esaisho, he was tam miskavon laragis eschaveroi, laragis esaisho, so then, when asat and nefesh tachas nefesh, then yechayim mamon. Anyway, that's maybe a mokka for the Rambam. I mean, I know, a little reluctant because we're like making up whole things over here. Maybe another mokka for the Rambam, for this distinction of the Rambam, which we actually could geschmack in the lush of the Rambam, is from the Gemara Baba Kama Membeis. The Gemara Baba Kama Membeis, it's a complicated Gemara over there, but the Kitzinimrats, the Gemara over there is discussing It says like this in this parasha of Kinot Anoshim, the first word in the pasuk, it starts with Kinot Anoshim. So the Mora has a drosha Anoshim v'lo Shvarim. But the Shah is, what is that drosha trying to say? It could be saying that a shor doesn't never that a shor mazik doesn't pay for the dmei v'lodos. Meaning, if a shor kills a fetus, there's no chiyuv for the dmei v'lodos. To me, it's the dmei v'lodos entirely. Or maybe it means the other way around. Maybe the mead means that when a person kills vladoi, so sometimes it's kimli drabine. That's the pasha. It's the pasha kimli drabine. But by a shor, there's no kimli drabine. So if a shor kills vladoi and he kills the isha, then he still has to pay. The owner still has to pay the dmei v'lodos. So it could be either way. How to read the drasha? So the rabbi says, well, there's another drasha, bala shanoki, that's mengala, that it means that there's no chiyuv dmei v'lodos by a shor. Back upon him, the gemara in the havamina. That maybe pshat in the pasuk is that by a shor there's no kimli b'drabimne, and therefore he has to pay the mevlodus, and only a noshim had kimli b'drabimne, but not a shor. So the Gemara there has two nuschois how to say it. L'chatchil Abai and Rava said v'nusuch that by a noshim, if there's an osoim, there's no mevlodus, and if there's no osoim, then you have mevlodus. And by a shor there's never the mevlodus. I mean, excuse me, by a shor there's always mevlodus, because by a shor there's no kimli b'drabimne. That's how Abai and Rava said. Comes along with Ad Barav and he says, even by Anoshim, it's not totally only, not Lava Osin Talia Milsa, but Kavona Talia Milsa. Even by Anoshim, the din of Kimli Rabbani doesn't only hinge on whether they killed the lady, it also hinges on whether they had Kavona. So, Elo Omer Abad Rabba, rather, the Drosha should read, by Anoshim, it depends whether they had Kavona, they didn't have Kavona, but by Shvarim, there's no Kimli Rabbani, and they always have to make Mevonos. That's the Gemara. So we shine and wrestle with the question, what does Abad Rabba want? It's totally in Kavona. We pass like Tana Vecheskia. Agamar says everybody holds like Tana Vecheskia. Hakol Moedim, but that Tana Vecheskia says Lechilik Hakosuv Ben Shaygig Lemezid Ben Iskavon Shein Iskavon. It's talking not totally in Kavon. It's only totally, and if there's Osun, if there's no Osun, and if there's an Osun, Ben Shaygig Lemezid Ben Iskavon Shein Iskavon, you put them in at the Shlum and this Kimli Drabine. Abai Rova 100% right. It's only totally an Osun. That's mamish. What Tana Vecheskia said, that we're not mechalik between Oynus and Osun, between Shaygig and Mezid Ben Iskavon Shein Iskavon. So what's Avada Barba's point? The Kavona Talia Milsa? It's not totally the Kavona at all. It's totally only an Oinus. Only an Osun, rather. So the Rishonim have deal with this. So Rashi says, in Echanami, Avada Barba doesn't hold like Tana Vecheskia. He holds like Rebbe, and Rebbe's Mafka from Tana Vecheskia, and that's Rashi Shita, that Rebbe doesn't hold from Tana Vecheskia at all. And we know anyway Rashi Shita is not everybody else from Tana Vecheskia. We know Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold from Tana Vecheskia according to Rashi. Rashi doesn't think Tana Vecheskia is such a bogeyman that nobody could be chaylik on Tana Vecheskia. So that's Rashi and Mahalach. Taisus doesn't like that Mahalach. First of all, Taisus thinks we know that everybody holds from Tana Vecheskia. Number two, Taisus thinks that even Rebbe's only arguing the Tana Vecheskia in the Mevlodis, in the Meinerag, not in the Mevlodis. So even Rebbe really holds from Tana Vecheskia by the Mevlodis. Nakamura's talking about the Mevlodis, not about the Meinerag. So Taisus has a very complicated shot in Nakamura somehow that. We're not even going to get into Taisus' shots. Like a very complicated shot in the Gemara. But Arad Abba is not mechalik between the main derag and the Mei Vlodos. And even though we don't pass him like Rebbe, but from Rebbe we'll be megala how to read the psukim, even according to people who are chaylik on Rebbe. Again, some ice in Taisus. Lafi, what we're saying in the Rambam shot, the Rambam is very good. The Rambam held Arad Abba looks like Tana Vecheskia. Rambam passing like Tana Vecheskia too. But even in Tana Vecheskia, that we're not mechalik and shaygig and mezid, and we're not mechalik between miskaven and miskaven, but epis a kavon you have to have. If there's no kavon at all, not for the isha and not to kill, then there's taka no kimli d'ramine. So you have to have kavon. You don't have to have mezid, and you don't have to have miskaven lezeh. It could be miskaven lezeh, but you don't have to have mezid. Then echam, that's tana vecheskia. But some kavon is somewhere there has to be. But if it was ain in miskaven klal, then there's no kimli rabbani even according to Tana Vecheskia. So that's Rav Adabar Aras Taino. The kavon is Halei Milsa. You have to have some kavon. So then, and that's very gishmak in the Lashon Rambam, because the Lashon Rambam, when he says this halacha that if it was niskaven lechaveri, which and this reading means he was niskaven just lehakus his chaveri, not laragus chaveri, and the Rambam says that's called ebli chayv and misis based on it all and doesn't have kimli rabbani. The Lashon of the Rambam there in Chayv Lomazik is afal pi shemeso hoyel bahamisa beloy kavona. The Lashon of the Rambam is that the reason why there's no kimli rabbani by this case where he was niskaven lahakis es chaveroi v'horeg es ha'isha, says the Rambam, is because it's b'loi kavona and that's what the aim of misa is based in cloud. The like kavana, that's mamash the lashon of Ravada Barabba, the kavana talia milsa. That's the Rambam read, Ravada Barabba. That even according to Tana Becheskia, you don't need mezid, and you don't need his kavan to Zev, could be his kavan to the other guy. But somewhere there has to be some kavana, some element of kavana. Can't be a total act of, total zombie-like act. There had to be a kavana either to beat the lady up, or a kavana for the lady, or a kavana for tzicha. But without any kavana at all, that's already not called. That's called the dovah shem and misa based in klal. And that would have to be a very good mocker. It's Rav Adar Barabba, the way the Rambam read Rav Adar Barabba. That's Mamish what he's saying. The kavana tali milsa. There has to be some kavana. If there's zero kavana at all, it can't be kimlei b'derabim. The one thing that bothers me in this mahalach is that l'chayra, if this is the pshat over here, it means like this, that it's nothing to do with va'arav loy. Now, Rav Chaim had a vort that it's va'arav loy. Va'arav loy takes it out of being a ma'aser v'tzicha altogether. What are we learning now? Is that true? You could have miskaven lara gezeh v'har gezeh, it lacks in va'arav loy, and it patters from tashlumah. Because there was some kavan, at least it was kavan lari. It's the Rambam and the Chaznayah. The Rambam is saying, that's also called, va'arav loy is a regular, va'arav loy is also kind of shayu. It's rather a new halacha that you have to have a epis of kavana in order to have kimud d'amini. If there was no kavana at all, not for the isha, not lahariga, but it's not some kind of new special din, special by Ratzicha, that va'arav loy, the way Rav Chaim learned, that va'arav loy takes it out of being a ma'aser Ratzicha, and that has no analog in other isurim. That's not true according to the Rambam. You could have a niskavan lahariga v'harigazeh, like I said a second ago, it lacks in va'arav loy, and still there's kimud d'amini. And that's the Rambam Nair Abbasula. Rambam says the source, the Kimul Rambam Shoigig, is from the Skav and Lara Gezeh, Vahara Gezeh. The Pasuk says, Ki Notz HaNoshim, and they killed the lady. It's a Shoigig. Why is it a Shoigig? They wanted to kill the guy. But it's called a Shoigig. The Rambam calls it a Shoigig because it was the Skav and Lara Gezeh, Vahara Gezeh. Why is Vahara Vlo? It's not a Shoigig. Yeah, but Vahara Vlo is a kind of Shoigig. Maybe it's a special kind of Shoigig. You have to have a mazid for the person. But Akoponim, the whole magic of Rav Chaim, which is beautiful, but we're saying, what we're learning now, that's not the Pshat of the Rambam. So it's just a halacha bifnei atzma, that you have to have some element of kavana in order to affect the kimlei b'drahmei. And if that's the case, then l'chor it's not a specific halacha only by Ritzichel. Mashal, what would be by Baal Bita? But he was Baal Bita without any kavana at all. Meaning, it wasn't even niskaven, it was niskaven, he wasn't niskaven lo v'yelishtoi Baal Bita, so it was a kavana for Bia. Or if it was niskaven, I don't know, to be Echesnet, something else to Bito, and he was Baal Bito, so at least we have Kavana for Bito. And we will find some analog. But if it was B'lei Kavana Klal, it was Niskava not to do a Maisabi at all, and he wound up being, and he didn't know it was Bito, and he wound up, we'll construct the case, or other Isurim, then L'chor should be the same thing. There should be no Kimoid Rabbinah. So it's a little bit bothering me, so why did Ram not say that over there in Naira? How come he only says that he tells us that Halacha in Chayvul Mazik, he should say over there, that Baal Bito is only part of Gnas. Well, maybe there's not an again because he was an Einus from Anus, so it can't be that he didn't have Kavona for Bia at all. So then it's not from Achil Knas. Obviously he wanted to do a nice Bia, so maybe he forgot that it's Bito. He didn't know that it's Bito. He could be shaking in the Bito, but it can't be below Kavona cloud. There wouldn't be Knas if there was below Kavona cloud. Or maybe that's the answer. So that's why there it's not. No, the Echanami. If somebody would be Baal Bito in an Oifen that he had no Kavona for Maisa Bia at all, and not for Bito, and not for Bia, and it's garnished and garnished, so Nechanami, maybe we wouldn't have Kimli Rabbinay. And if we're going to get to some other Chiyuv Mammon, that might be the din. But the Ram doesn't have to tell me that in Arab Sula, because that's not the case. They were told me Chiyuv Knas. Chiyuv Knas is not Mishkachas. That's Chiyuv. Sasim Chol Marais just takes it out of being a Misasik and into being a Shayim. What? No, here's also a shogeg. Niskaven lehakis es chaveroi. I don't think it's misasik by Ritzicha. The issue in the Rambam here, b'lo kavana klal, doesn't mean that it's misasik. I don't think so, anyway. The Rambam with the b'lo niskaven klal, niskaven lehakis es chaveroi v'horagis ha'isha is a din of misasik. He's misasik in Ritzicha. I don't know. First of all, God, you should know the Rambam Shita is a misasik. It's only between the Rambas, not a kolatir kulu altogether. It's not the Rambam is a radical Shita, so can't be just can't be right away.
I was just saying that.
Yeah. But again, I don't think this tour of the Rambam b'lei kavana, or the Rambam's tour of the kavana talim milsum, that if it was ainim, that it was b'lei kavana klal, there's no kinyan with the rabbi, because harizik and dovash ainim chaim is based on klal. I don't think it's a misasik category. No, so shekhen then is specifically a category of rabbi misasik. It takes it out of being misasik and makes it into a regular chiyuv, a regular shayyuv that has a chiyuv karbon.
That's what I'm saying. That, like, Rebbe was asking if I naira.
Right. Yes, that's what I'm saying. But if kavana, if this din of lack of kavana is nothing to do with misasik, just a new din that in order to be hafkim with rabbi, you need to have some kavana altogether, some element of hazada. So then, why shouldn't it apply? I don't think that shekhenen is going to matter to that. Shekhenen doesn't promote some misasik to a shaygig. Here he's anyway a shaygig. But the point is, there's degrees in shaygig. There's shaygig with kavana and the shaygig with kavana ka. To have kim with rabbi, you have to be a shaygig with some kind of kavana. If you're shaygig with altogether without any kavana, then you don't have the tour of kim with rabbi. I don't think that shekhenen will help for that. Especially because I'm saying that's fairish the rabbi in Hilchos Chagigah, I think we had shir about it once upon a time. When was the, what's man was it? Sochem's man. That was a while ago. But anyway, that's the Shittas Ram. The many Achrayim have pointed out. The Ram is a Shittu Mechudesh. The Ram is no Masasig except for Shabbos. And that Gemara of Shekhenen, he learns differently. How he learns is a Shiloh, but he learns that Gemara differently. Yeah.
The Gemara that had 9,000 days when trying to understand what each pair of distinctions in Tanei Chizkiah means says that Shagig in Tanei Chizkiah means Eino Miskav in Klah. So how could Rav Adu have a Shittim with Tanei Chizkiah completely when
Tanikhis
himself is
Enemis Kavan Klaus Potter? No, Enemis Kavan Klaus is Enemis Kavan Klaus, but they still wanted to beat up a lady. I mean, Niskavan, like, Morris is Shoigi means Enemis Kavan Klaus. Listen, Dovid and Niskavan, Enemis Kavan means, look, isn't Niskavan Larry Gazev or Gazev? But Enemis Kavan Klaus doesn't mean like what Rabbi talks about. Enemis Kavan Klaus means that he wasn't Niskavan for Lysitzach at all. It was just not for Sish, like the Ram says. Not for Sish, that's called Enemis Kavan Klaus. But lahakis is chaveri, the harigas isha. That's not even called. That's less. That's called. That's what Rav Adi is referring to. That's called dove shem vechayim misis altogether. So I think Taisus learns that the first pasuk is still matzah shem misa. The first pasuk, ki not sanoshim, they were trying to kill each other. And then the Torah says, "Lo yos," and they paid me bloodless. But if a lady gets killed, then they don't pay me bloodless. But the next pasuk, "Im osan yeh," that means he killed his friend. In the Rambam, it's going to have to be the first pasuk is "Chinot sanoshim," they're trying to kill each other, and if they kill the lady, then they don't pay for the me bloodless. If Loyosin didn't kill the lady, they pay for the Mevlodis. If they kill the lady, they don't pay the Mevlodis, because in Skav and Larigzev, Larigzev says, both of them in Mevlodis. Because you know, Tzanoshim means they wanted to kill each other, Matzah Shem and Misu. And then the next Pasuk says, Bim Oseng Yeh, that means that he killed his friend, Mezid, Basra. No, that means, Bim Oseng Yeh, the way I'm saying now, Bim Oseng Yeh means, if he killed the lady, it was Oseng Yeh, it wasn't a Matzah Shem and Misu, she just died without an Ekavana. Meaning the pasuk aleph is matzah shem misa. The pasuk bay says im osen yeh means it was she died stamazay without a matzah shem misa. They were just having a they were just wrestling, and she died. Well, what's the makor for the Rambam? That's a sheriff shot, and we're making these things up. I mean, that's anyway a problem. Like, how did Rambam read through the psukim? You know, it's a problem all by itself. How does Rambam read the second pasuk? Im osen yeh when it's not the nefesh tachas nefesh. What's it supposed to mean? Yeah, I guess you could say, like Tosfos, I'm also near. If you killed this friend, then he's high misa. Maybe that's how the Rambam read the pasuk. Then it's not a mocha for this Rambam. Yeah, then we'll go with the Rambam. Yeah. Chaim Strat is more, in a way, is, well, you know, whatever. Chaim Strat is very nice, but it just doesn't seem to do with the other Rambam. Yeah, Rav Chaim will have to say it's a chazar. Ka'omer. Okay, anyway, everybody, good luck on your finals, reading week and finals. I know it's a very high pressure situation, so good luck. Don't let it get you down too much, and And how many guys, I'd like to know if maybe just find out how many guys are planning to be here for June, just so I have an idea. Yeah, we could do a show of hands now. Okay, just by show of hands. I don't know if everybody here is going to be here in June. Is that bad? Not bad at all? Better than some years past? Okay.